A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If someone has on his skin a scab or a pustule or a blot, which appears to be the sore leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, 'Unclean! Unclean!' As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is in fact unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or the Greeks or the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ, the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
These words of the Gospel. We heard this in the first reading that was proclaimed. The leper shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. A new leprosy. Pope Benedict XVI, during his time as our Pope and Holy Father, canonized a number of saints, but two in particular I'd like to talk about just very briefly because they have a common bond. Is St. Damian and St. Marianne Cope. What's the common bond between the two of them is that they worked with lepers in Hawaii on the island of Molokai. Father Damian went to Hawaii and was very much concerned about the lepers that were placed on this island, taken away from the other islands, that they weren't having nobody to minister to them. He was there for several years, I think it was a good number of years, when he himself contracted leprosy and died from it. Unlike, though, St. Marianne Cope, who went there again to work among the lepers because she saw the tremendous need and to start a school, she never contracted it and she died of natural causes. If you know anything about leprosy, leprosy almost is eradicated in this day and age. There's treatment that if you catch it early, you shouldn't have any effects from it. It generally attacks the respiratory system, which is the way in which you contract leprosy. It also will attack the nervous system as well. But probably we know at most that it will do physical harm to the body and there'll be defects or deformities because of it. There are blotches on the skin, red marks, but also too some like the hands will be deformed. It can be contagious if you're not taking precautions from it. That's leprosy. But in a bit, I'd like to talk about a new leprosy in the world today. But to understand leprosy a little bit more, let's take a look quickly at the sacred scriptures for today. The first reading is taken from the book of Leviticus, which is the third book in the Bible, also the third book in the Pentateuch. I always like to take a look at this book, as if you would sit down to read it, it's nothing but laws, things that you have to live a good life. I call this book The Cure for Insomnia. If you can't sleep, pick it up, read it, and in 5 minutes you will fall asleep. But it is still an important book of the Bible. In the section that we heard today, we heard what was to happen if someone realized they had leprosy. The person was to go to the priest, and the priest would then determine whether or not you had leprosy. If you didn't have it, glory, hallelujah. But if you did have it, it meant that you had to leave the community and your loved ones. You had to leave the community because for fear that others would catch the disease. They lived some distance away. So not only was it terrible to have this disease, because once you had it, there was no cure at that time, but also, too, you were ostracized from everyone else for fear that you might pass on the leprosy to someone else. You've had to physically distinguish yourself. You had to wear old clothes, torn clothes. You had to muffle your beard and your hair. And if anybody clean came close to you, it was your duty to call out or shout, unclean, unclean, for the person who did not have leprosy so that he or she could be warned. And that was probably the greatest hurt, that you could never be with your family, your friends, and the community anymore. You were told to go away. You were ostracized from everyone else. But what is interesting is in our gospel passage, a man who had leprosy dared to go to Christ because he knew he would cure him. He was God, the Son of God. He came out of being ostracized to Jesus, and when Jesus healed him, he brought him back to his family, to his community. But Jesus said, don't tell anyone. Now, you try to tell terribly good news and to keep it to yourself. This man went out and started telling everybody that he had been cured and that Jesus was the one who had cured him. That was leprosy then. And as I said, leprosy now is perhaps eradicated. I'm sure there's some parts in the world we can find it, but again, it's pretty much eradicated. But however, is there a new leprosy among us? I think, for instance, one form of leprosy is what we're going through right now with the COVID. Those who have had it, we've asked them not to be in contact with others. Unfortunately, some who have gotten it have died from it. It's almost impossible for us to go to the nursing home or to the hospital to visit people. And people are at home, we're asked not to visit. In some way, this has been a leprosy. We're hoping someday there will be a cure and all people will not have to fear it any longer. But are there other forms of leprosy? Leprosies that we don't see, but yet we in our minds say we do not want to associate with them. Is it because the color of one's skin? Is it because of someone's gender? These are people that we have ostracized from us and from the community. So I'm asking you to look at your own life and to see where perhaps there is leprosy in your own life, not the one that will deform our skin, not that will affect our respiratory system, but one in which we put barriers to say people are unclean and we want to keep them distant from us. The Lenten season begins on Wednesday, and it might be a good time for each and every one of us to see where we put leprosy on others, to see where we want to keep them distant from us and ostracized from others. Christ is the one that welcomes us back and wants us to be one with him. As we do so in the Eucharist once again, when we're drawn together, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we should be, there should be no ostracizing from each other, but rather be made whole and be once again brought close to Christ, who heals all of our sins and all of our illnesses and diseases.